The question of consciousness in the early stages of evolution raises intriguing questions into the nature of the biological competition that over time gave rise to human motivation. As we contemplate the complex processes involved in the race of the sperm to reach the egg, we may ask whether the sperm is imbued with any sense of consciousness in its journey. Similarly, we may ponder the degree of consciousness exhibited by the male and female whose reproductive drives sparked this competition. Were their desires deterministic, driven purely by the primal, lizard-like impulses of the cerebellum? Or were they informed by more complex cognitive processes of an independent soul, where love or compassion are actually considerations of the self and its intellect? The emergence of consciousness in the simplest creatures with sufficient brain activity is a fascinating area of study. Such creatures, driven by their innate curiosity and the competition for mates, have undergone natural selection processes that have resulted in the evolution of modern human civilization. These two factors, curiosity and competition, have proven pivotal in shaping the world as we know it today. How do seemingly insignificant initial conditions give rise to complex human civilizations? You may be familiar with the concept of fractals as a visual representation of patterns that emerge from repeating a simple mathematical function. However, in biology, it is sexual competition and curiosity that drive the underlying mechanisms of evolution. These foundational impulses have propelled evolution towards increasing complexity over millions of years, in a manner similar to the geometric iterations of fractals. I argue that the complexity we see today is a result of these simple interactions between single-celled organisms that reproduce sexually. Furthermore, I believe that the process of single-cellular reproduction is far from simple. The molecular quantum state of these organisms gives rise to an almost infinite number of permutations, the complexity of which is beyond our current ability to calculate or observe. We are left with only an apparently chaotic system that is impossible for us to fully understand.